All right. Mary, Jim. All right. Meeting to order, and I will pass it over to our treasurer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Everyone have a summary statement for court, January 1st, April 30th, 2025. There's an extra copy up there if anybody wants to see it. $2,551,302.28. County Road Fund $2,007,409,081.06. County Road Sales Tax Fund 3402, $4,069,487.80. Animal Welfare Control Fund 3404, $1,552,577.66. Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund 3407, $2,200,210.99. Coronavirus Relief Fund 1,005,980,869.45. American Rescue Plan Fund 3046, $3,517,421.44. American Rescue Plan Revenue Replacement Fund 1006, $7,434,832.88. If you'll turn with me to page 2. If you'll look there on page 2, our April revenues are up over 2023 revenues. Really looking for, I mean, we're not up a ton, but we're up some. Some of the, and I think we've talked about it in the past, some of the reimbursement from state prisoner reimbursement is finally started kind of coming in. So we're up about $200,000 in that line item. I believe that that's most of our work. We're short in some other line items, but it's a big increase there. As you know, May is going to be a big number. We're going to see really where we're at the end of May with early tax collections. Once again, looking good at county general revenue. Page 3 is our sales tax. Sales tax for April is $1,102,758.60. That's 0.27% above last year. That's essentially flat, kind of what I expected at this point. We're still down 6.5% from last year. Once again, as we've been saying for the last year, that's part of that January 2024 anomaly that we had. It's going to affect us here for the rest of the year. If you'll turn to the page. Next page. Sales tax collection for the year is $4,795,465.80. That's 34% of the projected. As you know, we're 33% of the year after 4 months. So we're still in line with where we need to be for projected revenue. And the last page is, again, our chart. 3 month, even though it has dropped down, you know, like we always say, February is a big month. It's a big jump. But it is back down, but it's still above our one-year moving average, so there's no concern there. Are there any questions about any of the numbers that have been presented?
Scott, I guess the prisoner reimbursement, that doesn't come in a lump sum, like you said.
And that may be a question for your sheriff's office there, but it's starting to trickle in, I should say.
Okay.
We have not seen the $1 million yet. I think we're currently to the year, I think we're at $400,000 in reimbursement versus about $200,000 this time last year.
Okay.
So, you know, there's still the $1 million kind of out there from last year that we expected last year. I presume that we've got some of that, but we're only $200,000 above last year at this point, so we're still kind of waiting for that to come.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
And I can add to that as well. I actually did bring our treasurer's checks over yesterday, I think, and got the treasurer's receipt. We have been paid everything that was owed from the state to us up to date. Everything's current. The only thing that's owed to us is April, and I have been working to verify. So the check was over $1 million that I wrote.
Okay, yeah, this report is through the end of April. So,
yeah.
Good deal. I didn't see that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any more questions? And Scott, that's not reflected. I mean, that $1 million missed revenue is not reflected anywhere in here.
It is not. It was received in May, so it will be reflected next month. And we'll talk about that a little bit.
We haven't projected it, and it's
not projected. It's going to be over projection because we projected last year. It wasn't in our carryover, so our carryover was less than what we projected. I'm not going to change those projections for this year.
No.
We're just going to beat them, okay? And so when you factor in the carryover and the extra revenue, it's all going to come out in the wash.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Anybody have any questions? All right. Thank you, Treasurer. We're going to move on to our new business. Do we have, let's see, a motion for proposed resolution 25-04?
I'll make a motion to put proposed resolution 2504 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Justice Tyler, do you have anything you want to say on this one?
Need to say anything on this, Chairman?
Let's see. So let's see, this is a, we've done this before. We've done it for Westrock.
Yeah, this is for Mercy.
So this is a for participation in the tax back program. It's a statutory incentive that we can provide as the quorum court. The city can also do it as well.
To my knowledge, they're coming to us first.
Okay.
As I believe what Jack Pillow was telling me. And so I guess whatever happens here, we'll ping pong it back to the city for their approval if that's something that needs to happen.
Y'all can see in the second, whereas we authorize a refund of local sales and use tax as provided in this Consolidated Incentive Act. For Westrock and for Westrock Coffee and for Westrock something else. I don't remember exactly what that was, but they're both named Westrock and both did something completely different. It wasn't a whole lot that we were going to be missing out on the tax stuff.
It was a really big package.
Okay.
But I think the cool thing here is we continue getting these organizations that want to obviously invest in our community. So I think this is an awesome opportunity for the court to really help make an impact in further investment in our county. And hopefully this can attract even more businesses with these tax programs. That's what I like about them.
Chairman, just out of curiosity, what does this company do? Mercer?
They're
like mass timber, laminated timber for construction. Yeah, I think they're originally tasked with doing a lot of the work for the Walmart home office because they wanted to use a lot of the natural elements. They're already here.
It's here on Sturgis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It doesn't have a lot of employees, but still it gives us good value in our community, I believe.
So anyone else have any questions on this tax back resolution? All right. All in favor of passing resolution 25-04 to the full court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you. All right, do I have a motion for 25-13?
I'd like to make a motion we discuss proposed ordinance 25-13.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Let's see, y'all can kind of see this. Do y'all have any questions on the line items in front of you? I'll give you a minute to look at them for it. Yes.
The $92,000 that's been discussed before, but it's machinery and equipment, can we get what that's actually going to be used for?
the Homeland Security.
So Section 6, sorry.
Yeah, Section 6 is the Homeland Security Grant Fund. So, and y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, that's a pass-through grant that normally goes to, I think, Conway Fire Department or Conway Bomb Squad.
It's a reimbursement.
Yep.
Thank you.
All their, they run this grant. They keep, typically keep all the records on what it's been spent on and everything. But it's the base. The county's basically just a pass through. All right. Any questions? Any last questions? All right, all in favor of passing 25-13 on to the full court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Do we have a motion on 25-14?
Make a motion for proposed ordinance 25-14 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, do y'all have any questions on this?
This is the same thing as Section 4 in the ordinance that we just passed. Is it necessary?
Yes, because you don't know that this is for 2024, and this is, we were paying these out of the wrong line item in 2024, and we were paying them out of the wrong line item, but there was no appropriation in the last year's budget, so we need to move money so that we can create and pay them out of the credit line item.
Thank you.
All right, all in favor of passing 25-14 on to the full court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Let's see. Now I think we're moving on to the ordinances that came out of Personnel Committee. Do you have a motion for 25-15?
I make a motion to put proposed ordinance 25-15 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. Y'all heard the conversation a little bit in Personnel. We heard from the sheriff. We heard from our chief deputy. Do y'all have any questions on the increase on this position?
Chairman, I'm sorry. I walked in a few minutes late.
Yes.
So if you wouldn't mind, whoever spoke first,
yes,
catch me up just a little bit.
Absolutely.
On what the situation is.
Well, this is concerning our IT department. And what we've come to learn is it's grossly underpaid for what it is and the amount of work and everything with our with all that it has to deal with within our IT. From a 30,000 foot view, you know, looking down, we've got so many facets that our current IT is dealing with. We've compared these positions across the state with not just class. It's hard to find a class six that has a dedicated IT person department with that's solely operational, which is what we are. The other class six that's out there, they have about what we have been paying for an IT department, but they also have county IT, or actually the county IT is running it. Is overseeing the sheriff's department in the entire county, and they have somebody working under that in these class six. So comparatively, we had to look at the class sevens, and when you look at, and I think Chad used Pulaski County as one of them, and I think they have an IT for every department within the sheriff's department, in every area within the sheriff's department, they have an IT. And they make about $105,000 a year. No, that ain't right. At the sheriff's department, the one that's over the sheriff's department, just for the sheriff's department, is $120,000 is what they're getting paid for. Obviously, you know, it's a bigger county, there's going to be more money. Anyway, we're just kind of grossly underfunded, and that's what we're looking at, is trying to raise this position price, pay. We are losing our IT to a higher paying position. I think currently we're paying like 63 or something like that thousand. And for all of this position entails, not just the job description, But everything else that is involved, which is close to 200 computers, 19 servers, I believe it is, and we need a professional in there that we're losing. We need somebody to fulfill that, and we're not going to be able to do that. The person that we've had in this position has been really underpaid for a long time, and that's what we're trying to correct. That, and you know, shame on me. You know, shame on the sheriff's office for letting it go this long before this happens. I would have really got a raise and kept him. And so that's kind of where we stand at. And if you've got other questions or more details, I'm the last person to be talking about IT. Chad Nance, you can speak as well.
So our Faulkner County IT also supports our Sheriff's Department ID, or they are two completely separate? They don't do anything together? They don't help each other? They don't work together? Nothing?
I think that they feed back and forth. No, they are isolated. You know, I mean, I think they're kind of isolated. They sit right across the hall from each other. But we deal with all the Sheriff's Department. But I'm sure there's times where our past Brent would go and maybe help the county IT. And maybe on occasion, maybe the county IT would come and help the Sheriff's Department. But they are not commingled as far as how they work. You know, where they're assigned areas, what their job description is. They're not together in that.
And I might have missed this already, but what's the salary comparison between the director of IT in the one position and where he's at now?
Just as codes, I'll answer a couple of those. It's listed in the salary survey that's in those packets, but this is bringing it up to the county equivalent, so it doesn't throw anything off between the two. It brings them up to the equivalent, and they are separate ITs. The sheriff office serves that, but there is collaboration if needed. If there's an issue that comes up on the county side or the sheriff's side, I was told they collaborate really well. Those two roles, they work together. It's good, but they do have separate wheelhouses that they're responsible for.
And it's also my understanding that IT director for the sheriff's department is under your colors as well. He is a law enforcement officer?
Yes, secondary to his IT position, he is also a part-time deputy.
So Sheriff Long wasn't as late as Justice Coates. I think I heard this answer. Is this already someone doing a current job and you're just figuring out, hey, we need to pay them more? Is that what this is? It's not a new job, right? It's an existing job that you're just upgrading.
This particular person is in a transition. He's accepted a job that pays about $35,000 to $40,000 more than what he's currently making. And I can't blame him for that. He is helping in the transition. Actually he's on taking some of his vacation, comp time, things that he needs to burn here at Faulkner County. He works over there, but when he comes over here, it is subtracting from his time that we'd be paying him for at the end, whenever he does decide to leave, you know, which is about 30 days. So he's helping with the transition, but we got to get to a point where we can hire somebody and pay that position for a professional to come in here. Who's strictly, I think we talked about Justice Lehowski and I, the primary job is IT. That's what we're going to hire, is an IT person. That's going to be the primary, that's what the job entails. Nothing to do with law enforcement. It's just that we've been blessed over the years to having to have Brent as a law enforcement as well. So he helped us on that side.
I will say this as well. I am disappointed in myself because I did not compare those two positions when we were going through budget. They're so similar. The gap in salary is disappointing. I've said multiple times, our employees for our county are everything. And we have to get those positions to where they need to be and still save budget. And so that large gap is disappointing, and I'm embarrassed that it's come this far that we didn't catch it, honestly.
Well, no, that's my fault. So.
My
and we're trying to
correct. We should have looked. Yeah.
Any more questions? All in favor of the passage of 2515, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, I'll go full court.
Thank you, Board.
Thank you, Sheriff. We have a motion for 25-16.
Motion to book proposed ordinance 2516 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. This just passed our personnel committee to create two new positions, guide librarian and marketing manager. Mr. Murad, just a few words.
Our branch and guides, who's at like in part-time staff for the last 9 months, and I'd like to make that branch manager position a full-time position comparable to the other branch managers throughout the system. She is easily doing full-time work. She's probably working a lot of times off the clock. She's instrumental in getting the building open, and she's a fantastic employee, and she's probably one of the top branch managers I have. In the 9 months guys have been open, they are already outperforming a couple of our other branches, and I expect great things out of her going forward. With the marketing position, we have about 18 people doing the job inefficiently and poorly right now, and I'd like to consolidate marketing throughout the system into one position. We talk about our peer libraries. We're, of course, the largest of these libraries in Texas. And all of our peers that are in the salary survey have 3 to 4 people working on this currently. So while she will not be managing 2 or 3 people, she will be doing the work of easily 2 or 3 people as she goes forward.
Justice, any questions? Mr. McGraw, I guess with the appropriation, you're asking for $47,000. The other money's there to make up for these two positions already currently appropriated. All right.
Special fund, we got plenty of cash for this information set.
The only thing I'll.
That's a pro rata amount.
Okay, that's a pro rata amount. Okay, that's what I was kind of curious about too. Okay, the only thing I looked at our projection sheet, and you've heard me talk about this before. Your revenue. Your projected revenue was $2.5 million, and the expenditures were $3.3 million. You've got money, and you've got carryover. $250,000 of that $3.3 million is capital outlay. So that means we're running roughly $500,000 in the negative of our revenue. Are you comfortable with the increase? And
yes.
Like you said, knowing that it's a sequestered fund and
that deficit is really to get a new not running building open without running location is
old.
Very old. It has problems that's owned by the city of Malvern. I've got plans ready to go. I really need to actually probably pester the county attorney about getting a good process started with construction ready to go. We have to get it out. I would love to have it open early next year, and yeah, we'll save our $500,000 off of the budget.
Copy that. That's my only question. Any other questions? Justice? All in favor.
Excuse me.
All in favor of the passage of 2516, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, Mr. McGraw.
Thank you.
Let's see. It's May, so we don't have to talk about budgets yet. Any more questions? Anything for the committee? Never done a fine job. Thank you very much. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.